Stayed in bed all morning just to pass the time. There's something.
So we've been talking, we've been bringing up that, you know, I'm a little distracted by some ongoing issues that I've missed time for and everything. And I think the lyrics of this song really, right here. Yep. Something inside has died and I can't hide and I just can't.
Is that what you're referring to?
Something inside has died and I just can't hide and I just can't fake it.
Oh, geez, man.
But every time I burp, the best thing is that I remind myself I need more Listerine.
We'll get into that real quick, but we dive into the Listerine story, we're going to go to the line. So we got Joe from Madison calling in. Joe, what's your tangent for the day?
Well, I was going to call you folks and recommend that you try to book a guy. His last name is Tabak, T-A-B-A-K. Article about him in the Isthmus. He just put out a whole book on the Foxconn issue entitled Foxconn. And would love to hear him. I know that you guys are going to be doing a longer period of when Crudy goes away on vacation. You guys are going to be doing some longer shows. And I would love to hear from this guy for a full hour to get a sense of Foxconn and what it did to us in the state, all in one place. And I would like to respond to what you were talking about, the Republicans' economic goals. And obviously, our biggest economic challenge is the god-awful leadership of the Republicans in this state. They cut funding for the University of Wisconsin system. That is a system that a gold mine. It generates economic impact has been estimated in the state to be $15 billion from the UW system. There is nothing that gets close to it in terms of what it creates in our state. So, good idea. Cut it. Yeah, you bet. Second idea, you know, dump on Madison. Oh, icky Madison. You know, Madison's the worst place ever.
Well, it's only the best place to. It's the largest growth as far as jobs go, and
we got the best place to live.
And
right, 76% of all new job growth in the state comes out of Dane County. Why not look at that and figure out what's going on here that allows for that and replicate that in other places in the state if you can, or somehow play off of it, but instead just dump on Madison. And then there you are. If you cut education, if, you know, people are worried about forever chemicals in their water, it's not like the weather is calling people in. You know what I mean? It's not the great climate that's calling people in. So
the climate keeps the alligators and all the scorpions away, though. So I put up with the cold months, Joe, because it's important to remember that we don't have forest fires and we don't have hurricanes.
You're
and
right.
we, and You're we don't
right.
have all I those nasty critters. The mosquitoes get pretty bad, but the 3 months of bad weather really help make the other 9 months nice. But I agree, there's only so much that the state can do itself naturally that way to attract people. We need to be able to have a state government that invests in the state and the people living here to be able to attract more people to come live here and work here.
See, this is part of the Republican long-term goals. This is for 2050 now. Everybody will be forced to come and live in Wisconsin because everywhere else will be uninhabitable due to the policies.
We got Tony out in Portland, Texas, said, and you could be like Tony, 844-9678.
We're going to be the last. Seriously, nobody's going to nuke this area. We're the last area of fresh water in the whole world.
Tony's letting us know that there's an exodus of Californians coming up to Oregon where he lives because the Oregon's less on fire than California. Still on fire, just less
on fire.
So appreciate the call, Joe. It's been an interesting conversation we've been having about this because it kind of just I was really like I want to talk about other things, which is why we had the lightning round and all these other headlines.
Yeah.
But it's just baffling to me that the Republican mantra can be like, let's do the least amount possible
to help
to hold these positions. Well, not even that, to hold the power. Like they want the power, and so they're gonna do the absolute minimum that they have to do with it to be able to retain it, but then that burden gets lowered because they gerrymander maps to be able to hold these positions.
But then what's the purpose of having the power in the first place?
You're already rich anyway.
Just go be rich and have fun and go and yell about taxes.
They have to be able to reward their groups like the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, but then they're putting out reports saying we need to make Wisconsin a more attractive place to live and work. But it's like the
who's
people...
Who's been in control for the last...
All right, we're going to Mark from the SAG now. Mark, how are you doing this Thursday afternoon?
Doing okay.
it's not Monday, so I can't say rainy days and Mondays always get me down listening to the news you guys have been,
Sorry, man. I put out a mandate. Let's be more positive. And
unfortunately, the stories just don't match that mindset.
But one of the things you mentioned about the double billing for the gravel, one of the things that Scott Wanker and company did, if I remember correctly, and I hope I'm not doing them an injustice, but they weakened Wisconsin state bidding law where it required municipalities, to take certain kind of bids on certain levels of dollars spent. And I mean, and why aren't we taking the lowest qualified bidder for these things and then actually auditing the bills as they're coming in so you don't get the double payment of for the gravel? I mean, for an instance like that.
That's something that I would love an audit on. I would love to have some oversight on that. And I'd also love to see, I'd love to see a study done. Just to see the difference between the quality of when it became right to work and before and after.
Oh, I'm sure there's
the quality of the work.
Those studies that are probably being conducted.
How soon those roads have to be done during a right to work state versus other states as well.
Yeah, I guess two positive headlines before we hit the Listerine story.
Please
we
do.
Only got a couple minutes left, but we had earlier this week Governor Tony Evers did sign a piece of bipartisan legislation initially campaigned upon and proposed by Attorney General Josh Call to speed up the process of how the state of Wisconsin processes sexual assault kits and then keeps them at the state crime lab. And so this is hopefully going to address the backlog of sexual assault kits that Wisconsin was experiencing over the recent years because victims were not being able to hold their perpetrators accountable because there was such a backlog that these things were not getting processed fast enough or they were getting tossed out. And the DNA and all the important aspects of a sexual assault kit is it's biology. It's biological.
It deteriorates over time.
Or if you don't do it right away and address the problem, you can lose some of that evidence.
Mm-hmm.
And so the bipartisan law passed, and we also got some other bipartisan proposals coming to address sexual assault from Senator Agard and State Rep Lee Snodgrass as well. So go check those out online.
Dealing with unwanted pictures.
Yes, sending unsolicited messages.
Stealth sexual assault.
Yes, that rhymes with pick.
Things like what Brett Favre did.
Yes, pretty much.
I wouldn't recommend doing it unless it's solicited.
Yes.
That's why.
And so we're going to round out today's stories with the Listerine story, Brian.
Yeah.
So one thing I never thought that I would say is apparently Johnson & Johnson, the parent company of Listerine, has now a COVID-19 authorization page on their website. Can you believe that?
Yes, I can, because Ron Johnson forced them to it by mentioning that mouthwash can kill the COVID virus, which it may. But, dude, what you're all about experimenting and trying literally anything besides
the COVID
getting vaccinated.
Yeah.
I don't get that point of view. But, again, we have to go and end on a note that says I'm proud of Republicans for at least acknowledging that there is a problem. There is an exodus of people. But I think, that's just at least we got the same reality that we know that there's an exodus of workforce and workforce, workforce, workforce. Either way, something inside has died. Just can't hide. Just can't fake it. Hopefully it'll be gone by tomorrow.
Yeah, hopefully it will be. For tomorrow's episode at 2 p.m., Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Stay tuned then. We got the Devil's Advocates coming up next. They'll be with